Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, the magic number for the Milwaukee Brewers to lock down the NL Central is one. And one. As we noted earlier, Jessica, it's very possible the Brewers could have the division sewn up before even taking the field. So right around the time batting practice would be happening, I wonder if they'll have that Cubs-A's game on the scoreboard inside American Family Field.
Just so people can take a peek at it. And do the players go out there, if we do indeed clinch it even before the game, just, you know, with a little more pep in their step? Or is it, you know what, nope, we're just focusing on the game and it doesn't matter and we'll celebrate
afterwards?
That's got
to be energizing if you lock it up. Still, I'm sure the Brewers want to win and have the proper celebration with fans and with each other in the clubhouse. Want to welcome in Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, joins us here on the program. Hi, Rick.
Good morning.
So Cubs and A's, does it end up on the scoreboard today at American Family Field?
No, I think, obviously our players will be at BP when that game's, you know, sort of ending, and they'll certainly be aware of it. But I think, you know, we're going to just have them focus on BP. And obviously, if the Cubs lose, I'm sure the guys will be happy about that. But we also have, you know, bigger aspirations. We want to get one of the top two records in the National League and have a first-round bye. So I think they look at the division title as a great achievement, but step one of a series of steps that we need to take.
Rick, we're really pumped because tickets for the first round of the postseason games go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. And you guys are doing something really creative. What is this drive-through prep rally all about?
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. So Friday mornings from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the east parking lots at American Family Field, we're going to have flags, Brewers car flags, Johnsonville Brats, plus Robin Yount, Pat Murphy will be there, Donald Driver, Sidney Moncrief, a few other local Wisconsin sports celebs, and I'll be there early. I don't think people will come out to see me, but I'll be there, and it'll be just a chance to drum up excitement, and fans that come early will have an early opportunity to buy single game tickets for the first round, and then the general on sale for single game tickets for the first round is Friday at 10 a.m., and I know there's a lot of excitement for that, and looking forward to seeing who we play, when we play, and what it all means.
Did you say brats at 6 in the morning? Brats for breakfast?
I love that.
Why is that a shock? That is so Wisconsin.
That's just a breakfast sausage.
Of course it's brats. Of course it's brats.
Of course. Do we cut them up and put them in eggs, though, or are we're just putting them on
these
a bun?
These are traditional on a bun. If you want to bring it home and cook it in your eggs, that's fine, but we'll have brats and buns, traditional ballpark fare at 6 a.m.
Well, I love it that you get some celebrity involvement, too, with Robin coming back here. Pat Murphy has become a celebrity here in the city of Milwaukee, leading this team to where they are today. You brought up something very interesting, though, Rick. You don't know exactly when. You don't know exactly who. You know there will be playoff baseball, and there will be games in Milwaukee. What kind of challenges does that bring about for, you know, getting staff ready to work from, you know, parking attendants to those on the inside, concessions and so on, merchandise, even all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you juggle a little bit. I can tell you our game day staff, they're just excited and they're raring to go whenever we play and who we play and what round. So we'll have no problems with getting all our staff. And, yeah, you have to juggle a lot of things because also for Dan Larea, who deals with our team travel, he has to figure out, hotels and planes. And, at this point, you don't know where you're going and when you're going. So he's probably got the biggest stress of anybody. For us, we know we're going to host games here. We just don't know if it's going to be the wild card round or the division series. And, you don't know who you're going to play. There's a lot of dogfights between the Mets and the Braves for that last wild card spot. And, of course, we're chasing the Phillies and the Dodgers for one of the top two records in the National League to avoid a wild card series. So a lot of moving parts, but that's postseason baseball. That's what makes it fun, and everybody's thrilled to do it. And the option is to not have any of this planning going on. We don't want that. We want to have the uncertainty, but the fun and the excitement of knowing we're playing postseason baseball.
Ah, so much fun. Rick, what are your thoughts when you reflect on the season? When you go back to what you were thinking about before game one and the team that we had, to everything that we've gone through with this youthful team, what are you thinking about when you reflect on it?
Yeah, I always felt that we were in really good position. I wasn't going to, you know, publicly say I thought we were the best team in the division or, frankly, one of the best teams in baseball, but I had a lot higher aspirations than some of the people in national media. They were, you know, skeptical because we traded Corbin Burns. They were skeptical because Craig Counsell left. They were skeptical because Brandon Woodruff was out for the year, and we had a lot of unknowns. But I always felt really confident in our baseball staff. I know Pat Murphy. I thought he would be a great manager for this team, you know, and I know that the players would love playing for him and, more importantly, would love winning for him. So I was very optimistic. Obviously, if you told me, you know, on April 1st that, you know, we'd lead the division, you know, by 10 games and be ready to clinch, I would have said that's great. I expected this to be a lot closer race, but it's nice to have a good cushion. And, you know, it's nice to be competing for the best record in baseball, at least in the National League. That's a great achievement. And, you know, the good thing about Pat is he's going to, you know, we're going to win tonight mentality all the way through. It's not going to let up just because we might win the division today. We've got bigger aspirations in store.
Well, you mentioned that, and of course, I think Brewers fans do as well with this team that has among the best records in all of baseball. Still, if folks want to get hands on any NL Central Division champion merchandise, Rick, is that behind closed door right now, just ready to be released and unveiled to the masses?
Absolutely. If the Cubs lose this afternoon, the merch will be ready when the gates open. If the Cubs win and we win tonight, the merch will be ready and available the minute the last pitch is made and out is recorded. We're ready to go. We've got a lot of stuff to sell, a lot of things to celebrate. You know, the players are excited, but they're also focused on, you know, we want to play meaningful baseball, do as best we can in the regular season, and then play deep into the postseason. That's sort of the goal.
Rick, I wanted to ask, too, about some of the upcoming giveaways, because I was saying just a couple weeks ago, it seems like you guys have always been good with the giveaways, but I don't know, there's something about this season where I feel like you took it up a notch and you've got that country kind of shirt that's coming up. What are some of the really fun ones? I see a Brewers puffy vest, which is getting us ready for fall and maybe winter.
Yeah, the weather doesn't feel like fall, does it? But yeah, we've got the puffy vest giveaway on September 21, so this weekend. We can't forget about, you know, Fan Appreciation Day, Saturday, September 28th. We've got the Brewers Bernie Chalet Snow Globe. We've got schedules. We've got vouchers for tickets, for free tickets for next year that we're giving out. It's always fun to, you know, celebrate the fans and recognize them for their great support all year. A lot of fun giveaways this year. You know, the Churio bobblehead was certainly very, very popular. We added that. He's had an amazing season, and I don't think that's going to be the last bobblehead we do of Jackson Churio. I think there's going to be several future ones, maybe with some hardware, if I can, you know, be so bold. But we have really tried to, you know, make it fun, exciting, offer some good things, good ticket deals. The fans have been great, and, you know, we're very excited. And hopefully there's a lot of games in October here and keep the fans excited.
Good stuff, Rick. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 to 9. Get a brat, get in line, meet Robbie out, and get your early look at playoff tickets. Good stuff.
Friday. Yep, see you then.
Rick Schlesinger joining us here, president of business operations for the Brewers.